Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Another opening of another show.
Well, here we go again, albeit with the official confirmation of a president-elect and a vaccine or two or three bringing hope. For the theater world, well, not so much. But there is some optimism and much creativity. Regarding that optimism, well, $47 million in grants was just awarded by the Department of Cultural Affairs. Now, this will go to more than 1,000 of the city's nonprofits. Some 93 organizations, including the Apollo, Jazz Lincoln Center, the Metropolitan Opera, and the New York Philharmonic, will get as much as $100,000. Equally, if not more important, some 600 entities in low-income areas, and those most affected by the pandemic, by the way, will receive necessary support. 25 groups that provide arts education programs will also get much-needed help. But all is not calm. Unions are being asked to make concessions that, well, will not go down well. So stay tuned. The sad news of the week, at least for those of us dance, and specifically Bob Fosse-style dance lovers, was the death of Anne Reinking. Just 71, she left a real mark. In Chicago, all that jazz, the otherwise forgettable movie version of Annie, and so much more. Yes, she'll always be associated with the choreographer who supposedly left Gwen Verdon for her, but she was a powerhouse of a stage presence, and she will be missed. So, what did I stream this past week? Well, a few original pieces, a wonderful reunion conversation, the latest stage-to-screen offering a preview of a work in progress about rock and roll and the Berlin Wall, a holiday staple, and yes, the most original show that has graced Broadway. Well, dare I say, ever. So, let's start with the small and daringly original. Maybe because of the Reinking story, I was in the mood for some dance. So I discovered a company called Source Material, which is presenting a theatrical performance called Homesick. It's a short, modern dance solo that somehow captures this moment. The dancer, Danielle Agami, performs amid a backdrop of places where we used to gather, be it a bar or a gym or just with other people. It is about isolation. Even her pet cat wanders away. Agami's voice occasionally chimes in. For me, there are two kinds of home, she says, the outer and the inner. It's a creative little piece that you can find through Vimeo or Source Material's site. Speaking of isolation and daring, there is a company called Theater in Quarantine, in which one Joshua William Gelb performs out of his 4-foot-wide closet. The latest one, which can be found on Theater in Quarantine's YouTube station, is called I Am Sending You the Sacred Face. Gelb here is in drag, either impersonating or celebrating Heather Christian's words and choral sounding music. It's about Mother Teresa, amazingly. Well, what can I say? Creative folks are thinking outside the box and inside the closet during these challenging times. Now, that reunion that I mentioned, that was with the writer, director, and a few members of the cast of Lincoln Center's The Coast of Utopia. Those were Tom Stoppard's 2007 trio of plays about famous Russian intellectuals. I loved all three, even though I probably understood about a third of it. Here we listen to Stoppard, who zooms in from London. He didn't know he'd be writing three of them until the first was being staged, he told us. As well as director Jack O'Brien and actors Ethan Hawke, Billy Crudup, Jennifer Eale, and Martha Plimpton. I happily watched those shows for 8 hours years ago and could have sat listening to its makers reminisce about that long. As O'Brien said, off we went, all committing to a year of time, not a slam dunk career making move. It's not often that American actors are asked to be part of a company, added Ethan Hawke, and this became that. The text required something beyond most of us, but it landed like a meteor, said Billy Crudup. They also showed scenes from the production and recalled the night when one of the cast, Stoppard regular Richard Easton, literally dropped dead on stage. Well, amazingly, that story had a happy ending, at least for a while. What's fun with roundtables is learning about and appreciating the process of getting a show, any show, on a stage. Which brings me to Radio 930, which has been in process several years and continues to move forward. This pause may actually turn out to be a boom for projects like that, more time to work out kinks and so on. I was invited to get updated via Zoom, of course, and to hear some of the show's original words and music. This one is about East Berlin in the 1970s, where young people were hungering for rock music, what they called the sound of real freedom, even while surrounded by constant surveillance and paranoia. Keep an ear out for Radio 930. It gets better and oddly more resonant as it goes forward. In fact, today in the New York Times, there's a huge piece about all the stuff going on in Germany these days and bringing back the police state. So in a sense, when Radio 930 comes out, it may be timely again. Anyway, it's probably unfair for any original musical about a real time in history to be followed by or compared to Hamilton. But, well, one day last week, even though I had seen and reported on the show off-Broadway and then on, but I had yet to watch the filmed version on Disney Plus. 2 hours and 40 minutes later, I was once again in complete awe. How the hell did Lin-Manuel Miranda pick up a very long and academic Ron Chernow biography of an immigrant founding father and get the idea to turn it into a hip-hop musical? Well, there's not much new one can add at this point. Miranda's rhymes, quagmire and flaghire, its endless timeliness. What if I don't get congressional approval? They'll ask for your removal. The beautiful love songs. At least I keep his eyes in my life. And phrases that have become part of our own lexicon. The room where it happened, give it my last shot, and so many more. All that aside, the beauty of this filmed version is that we are watching the play, but the multiple cameras allow us close-ups and reactions we simply can't see no matter where we are sitting in a live theater. Well, that was gift enough for me, but holiday-wise, the Christmas Carol I tuned into was Primary Stages, starring Raul Esparza as you-know-who. Well, I don't say bah humbug, but this one didn't really transport me. Maybe it was my mood. The 7 or 8 actors are fine in their little squares. And when Scrooge finally smiles 1:15 in, it rises a bit. It's up till tomorrow, the 22nd, but I'd still recommend the one in which Jefferson Mays plays all the characters. That can be found through George Street Theater and the Geffen Stayhouse. You can also get a seat, so to speak, for the Old Vic's version through Thursday. Dickens from London makes a lot of sense. As for what's new coming this week, the Public Theater is presenting part one of 1,000 Ways, a phone call. All I know is once you sign up, you'll be given a number to call at a specific time. From then on, well, I guess you're part of the show. In the Zoom theatrical world these days, the current term, by the way, is betweenness. That's one word, betweenness. This Public Theater piece combines immersion with, well, a touch of betweenness. By the way, I'm credited with coining the term tweens. Gosh, why didn't I stretch that out at this time and think of that one? Yet another Hershey Felder musical, Memoir, is on tap, this one about Tchaikovsky. It's one of Felder's best and from a lovely setting. He's now based in Florence, and with the sumptuous music, this should make for easy, well, betweenness. Okay, that's enough of that. This piece will be streamed all week long, and you can find it via Hershey Felder Presents. Another person with HF as initials, Hallie Pfeiffer, has a piece on MCC's Live Lab site. Her work is always interesting. This one is called Between the Two Humps and will stay up for several weeks. Finally, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom has arrived on Netflix. This is a film version of the August Wilson play produced by Denzel Washington, who is determined to take on the entire Wilson cycle. Ma Rainey is the only one that does not take place in the playwright's Pittsburgh. We are in a Chicago recording studio in 1927, where Ma, played by Viola Davis, and her band bicker for about 90 minutes. Ma is a tough lady. They don't care nothing about me. All they want is my voice, she says. The blues is life's way of talking. But I was surprised how few scenes Viola Davis actually has here. I have to say I was a tad disappointed in this transference. Unlike Hamilton, there I go again, but this one really feels like a filmed play with most of the characters getting their proverbial monologue, etc. The biggest moments go to Chadwick Boseman, some over-the-top theatrical, but still worth relishing. The late actor started on stage and in a sense, he's ended on one. Remember these words. He will win the Oscar. And so, Jill, while my eyes are filled with tears about Chadwick, my calendar remains pretty damn full.
So it sounds. It's pretty amazing. Do you really think that once everybody is getting their vaccines, etc., we won't see a resurgence? You really think it's going to be that long?
Until they open up the stages again?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. You know, they haven't given us the latest date yet.
When was the last time there was a date? Just out of curiosity.
I'd say Music Man. They said April. That's not happening. That was the last I'd heard about that one. You know, maybe June. I don't know. They're being very cautious now. I think because they put off things so many times, they're embarrassed to say it again. Same with the Academy Awards. That's now moved to April, I think. April or February? Now I can't remember. I think it's gone from February to April. You know, Tony's I haven't heard a word about in months. I don't know. I'd like to be optimistic. You think people will? They seem that to do it.
I'm not sure. I do know that, and I bang on about this all the time, but there are other places that are, you know, quite open. Well, we just had some another show contributor go down to Florida, and you know, she was absolutely shocked how lively it was.
Yeah, I read about Florida, but
You know, I know that Florida is not New York, but
and I'm not sure they're inside theaters, are they? But and even if they are, it's, you know, it's social distancing. It's
but it's also 70 some odd degrees. You know, you've
got thing. You can do it outside,
right? And and the same. You there's a whole California currently. I don't want to call it a transference to Texas. Yeah, because California is just totally.
Everybody's moving out of California.
Well, whether or not, I'm not trying to make permanent statements. I'm just trying to say, in the meantime, you know, does anyone want to do anything like that? Or is anything actually going on out there? Because, you know, it is viable.
Yeah.
I mean, people are.
Yeah, right now, nothing's happening in California except locking down. But once we get past the winter, I don't know. I'd like to stay optimistic too. But I would say there have been no announcements of any new or recurring shows coming back yet.
Right. No. I was just wondering if you were hearing anything.
Not a word. So on that, you know, let's get through the next few months. Hey, listen, I remember when they closed it down the first time, March 15th, and I remember calling you on the phone and saying, well, I guess you're not going to need me for, you know, a year. And you said, what are you talking about? You've got a slot. You fill it. And who knew that there'd be, you know, at that point, we didn't know that these companies would be stepping up and offering their archives and new original stuff. And, you know, so it surprised me too, but hell, I've got an awful lot to watch. But yeah, would I rather be doing it with other people around and with actors, you know, responding to the audience? Of course, that's one of the things they talked about with the Coast of Utopia crowd. You know, how they miss doing it with an audience, you know, and it's just not the same.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.